Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congress today is expected to pass a compromise on border security that would avert another government shutdown this weekend if it's approved by President Trump. The measure includes money for fencing along the southern border, improved surveillance equipment, and more customs agents. Critics say it doesn't do enough to reduce immigration and customs enforcement's capacity to detain people. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark is vice chair of the House Democratic Caucus and was a key person on this package. She joins us now for the latest on the deal. Good morning, Congresswoman, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Happy to be with you, Bob.
So the deal includes nearly $1.4 billion for 55 miles of fencing instead of the president's border wall. Speaker Pelosi joked that she'd offer just a buck for the wall. Did Democrats cave on this by giving the over $1 billion for a fence?
I frankly have to say, I think this wall versus fence comparison has always been a false one. The president had a campaign promise, an applause line, about building a wall across our southern border. And what Democrats have always said is no to a wasteful and ineffective wall. Let's look at the priorities of those who are keeping us secure on the border. Let's figure out how we secure our ports, make sure that we are able to have good trade and customs work being done, and at the same time be able to stop the flow of illegal drugs that we know come through our ports. But fencing, physical barriers, levees are part of the infrastructure of security on the southern border, and there is some funding in this bill for specific new fencing where the data showed us that it is called for.
What did Democrats get in return for the fencing?
First of all, we're going to keep government open, which is a primary objective of ours. We have been able to fund a more humane immigration system with $500 million of enhanced medical support, transportation. We're going to be able to put technology at our ports to be able to stop the flow of illegal drugs, to make sure that we are keeping the time for commerce and trade down and allow the free flow of trade across our borders. This is a strong bipartisan deal that we think the president should absolutely sign today.
What do you think he's going to do?
Well, I certainly want to be in the business of predicting what this president will do, but I think he will sign it. I think he realizes that the shutdown that he caused at the beginning of this year took such a toll on federal employees. And probably more important to him is that it took a toll on his own poll ratings. And he needs an exit strategy for himself. So I think he will sign this because I think that it was shown by the unity of the Democrats that you have to reopen government and then we will negotiate, that he's backed himself into a corner politically. And he needs to sign this to move on.
Switching gears, last night on the eve of today's one-year anniversary of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, last night the House Judiciary Committee advanced a gun control measure that you've been supporting. What's the key point from your point of view in this bill?
The key point is that we want to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people. And this provides a comprehensive background check and closes some critical loopholes where people can obtain guns without that check. And I have to say, it is such a sad anniversary today. But for the first time in 8 years, we can honestly say to the American people that no more moments of silence without action. Congress has heard you, and we are responding, and we are committed to making sure that we reduce gun violence in this country.
Has all of Congress heard that call, though? I'm wondering if you could handicap for this. Do you think this measure will pass the full House and then go to the GOP-controlled Senate and pass there? What are the chances?
I am very confident that this bill will pass the House. This bill and the concept of comprehensive background checks is supported by 97% of Americans. There are very few issues that have that broad-based support because people understand the concept and agree with it. We have Second Amendment rights in this country. But we can also do this in a way that keeps guns out of the hands of people who are dangerous and who have criminal records. And so I think that the Senate will pass this. It is going to be a tougher lift there, but there's such broad political support. And we certainly heard in the midterms that the American people want to see action.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.